Grow your business today. Identity has helped business owners across the country and around the world develop and scale their global reach. Discover a new way of doing business. Discover Identity at discoveridentity.com.
Everywhere the king is king, there's the kingdom.
If you wait until you feel like everything's right, you'll never go. You'll never go.
There's nothing that can possibly in this earth be more spectacular than what can happen when heaven invades this realm.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Creativity is how heaven comes to earth.
It's not just singing songs, but it is fighting with truth.
We're here to resource churches, not make great music.
If we want community, we got to build it.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Josh. Just got through, of course, we do this every year, watching all of the Lord of the Rings. But now that the Hobbit movies have come out.
Oh, man.
I don't know how they took like this epic 1,000-page book, made 3 movies out of it. That makes sense. But then they took like this little 298-page book and made it into 3 movies as well.
That's like 24 hours a movie.
It's more than that.
Especially if you get stuck watching the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, I mean, of course.
That in and of itself is like 3.5 days.
You want to know a secret? I've never seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh my goodness. Well,
I tried.
We tried and I got so bored that I left the room.
I have to be honest. First time I went and saw it, I went and saw it at the Dollar Theater, the very first one, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Uh-huh.
And I went by myself because I couldn't find anybody to go with me.
Oh, man.
Wait until it went to the Dollar Theater. Went to the Dollar Theater, and I did. I slept through the whole entire thing.
Oh. Wow. So I would be willing to watch them if somebody was going to have a Lord of the Rings watch party.
That sounds
and
fun.
And invite me, and there would be lots of food fun people.
Yeah.
Right.
And we could dress up in costumes.
Okay. I think we might be able to host that because we do it every year as a family.
Really?
And it's Ashley's favorite movie series.
Really?
And they get better. Like The Fellowship gets better with Two Towers, gets better with Return of the King. Each movie is better than the last.
Hmm. Now, I've seen clips. I've seen certain clips of them, and I really identify with that one elf lady that turns all like wacko and green. What's her name? Yeah, that's me. What's on the inside.
I just know it's Kate Blanchett. I don't know the characters. Ashley could tell you all about it. So there are very few sequels that outdo the first movie.
Mm, that's true.
Most sequels, they just go downhill. They get worse and worse.
Yeah.
Like Friday the 13th, volume 27.
Okay, we don't watch movies like that, Josh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No.
Yeah.
I don't either, but I know they've made a billion of them.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to say that the Mission Impossible series.
Oh, yeah.
The second movie was The Pits. But the third movie, I liked way better than the first.
Mm.
So technically, third is still sequel, right? Is it still
sequels? Yeah. Well, that's the difference between John Woo and J.J. Abrams.
Mm.
Did J.J. Abrams do the third one?
Yep.
That is why.
So talking about Mission Impossible, there is a brand new missions movement in the earth today, and we're going to be sitting down and talking about that subject when we come back later on the show. Rob and Catherine Harriman with their good friend Bonnie will be joining us from YWAM Querétaro. Stick around.
God's heart is burning for cities. What would it look like if a whole city responded in unison to the Lord? What would it look like for a city to love God together? Unite Worship Gatherings started over 2.5 years ago. Regional worship events devoted to an extended period of vertical worship and building community. There's no competing agenda with His presence. Regional worship leaders worshiping in the round, where everyone is encouraged to join in as we host the presence of God in a greater way for our city and our region. The next Unite Worship Gathering will be hosted by Impact Life Church in the main pavilion of Mercy Park. This will be our very first outdoor Unite Worship Gathering, Saturday, September 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Mercy Park in Joplin. Find out more at uniteworshipgatherings.com.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Next week, we're sitting down with Howie Nunnally talking about intimacy that changes everything. One of our favorite topics.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be diving into a new missions movement, and later on in the show, RK Missions. Rob and Catherine Harriman with their friend Bonnie from YWAM Querétaro will be sitting down with us and sharing some of their music with us as well.
Yeah, I love the in-studio live music spotlights that we just started doing. Yeah. They're so fun, and you know, music is so much a part of everything we do, so I love just having that opportunity to hear from people in that way. So, so cool. You know, we talk to a lot of people all over the place, sampling from different streams of the body of Christ and what they're doing, and kind of hearing the echo back of what Holy Spirit's saying and declaring and what he's doing in their midst. And we've found communities that have adopted a culture that's more kingdom, and where, you know, we used to be very denominational based, especially in the Midwest, but kind of all over the United States, you know, but I had their church, I kind of stayed in it. That's the way it was when I was growing up. Now you're finding communities in cities, and these cross denominational lines that cross church lines, and they've got a city regional focus, and they've got a worship kingdom focus. And you find gifts and abilities starting to kind of merge and link together for the sake of the common good of wherever they're planted. Even though we're not missionaries, that's kind of a missional mindset.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of finding this shift in the body of Christ, in the church, in our world, where people are just not satisfied to stay in their pew anymore. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
But it's so refreshing to see these groups, and we talk to them. We have such a resonation of heart with them. But man, there's a real missional mindset, and also it's paired with presence, paired with worship. Seems like worship and the presence of God is just energizing a lot of the things that we see moving in the kingdom today.
If you compare the worship and presence movement with the kind of missional taking care of the practical in the world around you, I think you can have one of the most powerful combinations of ministries or mindsets to affect the city and the world around you.
What you're referring to, Haley, is a story we're all very familiar with. When Jesus went to visit Lazarus and Mary and Martha, Martha was busy in the kitchen getting all the food ready and hustling and bustling around, and almost a little bit perturbed at Mary, who was just sitting at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And whenever she challenged her about it, in fact, she told on her. She was a little tattletale and said, Jesus, make her help me. And Jesus said, she's found the better thing.
Uh-huh.
And growing up in church, it's the difference between relationship and religion. Religion will make us do, 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 which that stuff's important. We should partner with Holy Spirit in what he is doing the will of the Father. However, if we don't find the better thing first, it makes the work a whole lot harder. When you're in love, you'll outwork a worker every time.
Yeah, intimacy is everything, and intimacy produces a sound.
Yeah.
Whenever we read the Bible of these events that take place, it seems like there's always a sound associated with it, and it's either happening during worship or prayer. And I'm thinking of two examples in the New Testament. One was when the believers were being threatened, and they lifted up their voice and prayed for boldness. The whole house shook.
Yeah.
You know, they were all in one accord. They were praying together. They were in unity, in pursuit. And man, there was a sound that invaded from heaven, and thousands were swept into the kingdom. So I think it's not a new thing, but it is new, because when we make a sound, really, there's no telling what's going to happen. When our intimacy produces a sound, heaven resonates with it, and things begin to shake, and things begin to move, and new things are created. And I think that's what we feel with a lot of these community-based worship movements, prayer movements, the granddads of the faith like Lou Engle out there raising up worship and prayer. And then you've got people like Mike Bickle. I mean, they've been doing worship and prayer how long? Oh my goodness. I mean, they're changing the whole course of the world, I'm sure. You know, we can't see what the effects of all the things they're doing. It's going to be generational. But the fact that intimacy and worship, prayer, that sound that it produces is earth shaking.
So I think in those times of presence and intimacy in those community gatherings that you're talking about, that's like the perfect breeding ground for the Holy Spirit to speak to us with ideas and missional things. In that it's intimacy, missional strategy is actually birthed.
It seems like everyone we talk to right now is talking about intimacy and intercession.
Oh, yeah.
Loving on him and loving on others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the motivator behind what we do, which mm-hmm. is the mission.
Yeah.
And that's not just in foreign countries. That's not just in Latin America or Africa or yeah. on the other side of the right. world. It's right in our own backyard. Missional work is everywhere you find yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a big mindset shift in the body of Christ where we're kind of coming out of the traditional ideas of how church is done and kind of moving into this action-oriented thing that's fueled by love. And you see guys like Todd White, even some new guys that we haven't known for too long that's putting on Awaken the Dawn. That's a really cool thing that's happening, awakenthedawn.org. David Bradshaw, they're going to gather at the mall for like 2 or 3 days, have 50 tents, one for each state, and a worship going on and a representation of worshipers from each state. They're going to release a sound. And it's stuff like that, man, that changes the world. I mean, it's just amazing to see the mobilization of worship and prayer and that it's sticking, it's continuing, it's building momentum. And it's not just for a few, you know, the weirdos, you right. know, the charismaniacs or whatever. I mean, everybody is finding their place, no matter the background, in some kind of worship and prayer.
So here's a thought that I just had. Instead of being the kind of person, you know, that you're born in a small town, you live in a small town your whole life, you're stuck there, you hate your life. What, seriously, what if instead of being that kind of person, you looked around the community you live in with a presence and passion and mission kind of mindset and tried to figure out why God put you there to change it into what it should be, what it's becoming? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's, I think, why missionaries are so effective yeah. in foreign countries is a lot of the time it's not that they're this anointed holy person walking into a small village and bestowing heavenly grace upon them. It's they're bringing in a heavenly perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you see these people that live in this small poverty-ridden village that have been doing the same thing the same way for so long, they just don't have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And then you have somebody from a foreign land come in, see things differently, see, hey, we can improve this, we can do this, we can do mm-hmm. that. And a lot of it doesn't even take any kind of funding or anything like that. It's just simply agreeing together and doing something a little bit differently and being motivated by love.
Yeah. And, you know, with that is coming heavenly wisdom. And heavenly wisdom is on the scene to solve problems, is to release answers and strategies and perspectives that do break those old things that have got entire states and countries stuck, you know. That heavenly wisdom, that wisdom that comes from heaven, is like putting everything right. We say, you know, the term on earth as it is in heaven in that famous prayer that Jesus prayed. And man, that's kind of what we're talking about. Like heaven is like the perfect model. And we want to release that, implement that as a strategy, as a lifestyle, as an awakening, a realization, as a presence-based, missional type of lifestyle so that earth can be transformed by it. I think it's pretty simple and it's pretty profound, but it does take intimacy. I mean, you can't access presence and heaven's blueprints without intimacy.
Oh my gosh. So like, what does heaven look like in me? What does heaven look like in my marriage? What does heaven look like in my family? And then from there, what does heaven look like in my church, my community, my city?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Because really, heaven can't invade our habitat without it first invading our hearts.
Yeah.
So get alone with the Lord, get intimate with Him, and intercede for those that you truly love, and go on a mission.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to be talking with RK Missions, Rob and Catherine Harriman, and they brought a special guest along with them, Bonnie Porter. She is the new director of the discipleship training school there at YWAM Querétaro. Stick around.
Discover the number one biggest mistake you could be making online as a business owner. Get an exact step-by-step process for building a successful online presence. Identify solutions that will take you from where you are to where you want to be, and develop a custom roadmap for your success. Grow your business today. Identity has helped business owners across the country and around the world develop and scale their global reach. Identity empowers businesses to thrive by offering professional web design, programming, film, video, marketing, advertising, business growth tools, and more, all based on proven strategies that work in every aspect of your brand. Discover a new way of doing business. Discover Identity at discoveridentity.com.
is afraid of me. Next Gen.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Excited to have one of my best friends, Howie Nunley, on the program with us next week. We're going to be diving into the topic of intimacy that changes everything. Today we've been talking about a new missions movement, and we're fortunate enough to have on the program with us today, along with Bonnie Porter, it's Rob and Catherine Harriman.
Welcome to the studio, Rob and Catherine.
Thank you.
It's good to be here and once
you guys,
again.
Yeah, you guys have got a visitor today. Introduce your visitor to us.
Well, we have with us a young lady from Australia, and she is going to be helping us pioneer our new base in YWAM Querétaro, and her name is Bonnie Porter. Can you say hi, Bonnie?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Oh, whoa. The accent.
Yes.
She is so anointed. Listen to that.
Yes.
Radio waves.
Well, you guys are going to have to catch up to the accent thing because she's coming across really powerful.
Well, I've been told I have an accent, a special Southwest Missouri accent.
Special is the keyword.
Yes, and so I do have an accent, and she really loves it, don't you, Bonnie?
You say Rob has an accent?
You guys all have accents.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy,
all right, we're going to change the subject. Tell us about where you've been, but you also have big plans coming up for Mexico, some big news there and some big pioneering things. So tell us where you've been and what's coming up.
So we're back from Panama, and from here we're going to start a base in central part of Mexico called Querétaro. That's the state we'll be in. The city we'll be in is San Juan del Rio. It's a YWAM base. YWAM means Youth with a Mission. And we've been with YWAM now for about 2 years, and God is opening the doors for us to be in central Mexico, and we're really excited. And Bonnie is in charge of our training. YWAM runs schools called DTSs, which is a discipleship training school. It's a 5-month school that help you draw close to God and take what God gives you and what you've learned about Him out on the streets in a practical way. And so we've had testimonies in the past about doing DTS schools and taking these young people from many, many different nations to other nations for what we call outreach, which is just basically a week-long mission trip that takes place over 2 months.
Wow.
So actually, Bonnie just got back not too long ago. They flew to Guatemala and bussed all the way back to Panama. And so she was in charge of that whole outreach. And so we're making her the director of training in our YWMQ base.
Yeah. What's that ride been like, Bonnie? Pretty exciting?
Oh,
pretty
my crazy? Gosh. It's crazy. It is such an honor, firstly. But I never imagined that I would have the opportunity to like be able to run a school like this. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's super cool. Hey, let's dive into the heart of the issue here. We've been talking about a new missions movement and the role that worship plays, especially in what you guys are doing. You guys have been worship leaders a long time. You're musicians and songwriters. You got a lot of prophetic words to kind of back up the vision and the thing that God's doing there in Mexico. And I remember one you told me had to do with a tower and a well. So set us up for that and then kind of tell us the importance of worship that plays in your missionary efforts.
Okay, so when we were just starting out in YWAM, we kind of hit a moment where we were a bit discouraged and not sure what we were going to do. And we had a guy come to us, and he was just talking to us, and he said, you have two options when you're starting a new ministry. And one is you can build a tower and string a lot of lights on it, and people will come because it's big, it's beautiful, it's shiny. And he said, or you can dig a well. And people will come to the well, but people that come to the well will come because they're thirsty. They're not coming because of what they see on the outside. And when he said that, we felt like in that moment, a very real thing that God was telling us that the basis or the foundation of what we want to do in Mexico.
What we will do at our base, and it's actually one thing that Bonnie, I think, was drawn to about not just us, but about what God's doing through us and something new is we're going to center everything around the presence of the Lord, and that's intercession and worship.
Yeah.
And so we're big worship people. We love worship. We've always loved worship. We were here when the Unite Worship Gathering started. Mm. We love those. We miss those. We watched a lot of them on Facebook. But we want to see worship explode with missions. So we want to take that Mary ministry of at the feet of Jesus, and we want to collide it with Martha ministry out in the streets. And we believe that if we do that, we'll see supernatural things on the streets. And we have. We've experienced that a little bit, but I believe that now it's time to pioneer movement and missions with that.
Love it. And you guys are going to sing a song for us today, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, tell us real quick about that song.
Well, this song we wrote right before we started in YWAM. To get started with the organization, we had to take a DTS, which is a 5-month school. And we owned our own property. We had 10 acres. We had small animals, and we were sort of living the American dream, our version of it. And we had to sell everything. So we sold our house. We sold all of our things. It takes a long time to sell your things when you have 5 kids. And in that, there's this sort of feeling of like, wow, I don't have a place anymore. You know, like, I don't have a place that I call home. I'm sort of like a wanderer. And there's a lot of times in the Bible where you see men and women of God that they're not really setting down permanent places to live because they're pursuing the glory of God and they're trying to capture His life and His fire. And so this song came out of that kind of background of basically becoming unsettled again in our mid-30s, which is really not a cool time to like pull up your ties and move somewhere else. You know, this is when you're supposed to really heavily invest for retirement and get the kids a really solid education. The chorus says, I'm living for your kingdom and I'm running for your glory. I'm driven by the truth that Jesus is alive. And that's really been the impetus and the kind of the theme that's been driving our ministry.
Yeah. And what's it called?
Where You're Calling Me.
Awesome.
There's a fire shut up in my bones. There's a truth that demands to be made known. There's a fire shut up in my bones. There's a truth that demands to be made known. I will be the one. Tell of who you are. I will go where you send, no matter how far. I will be the one. So tell of who you are. I will go where you send, no matter how far.
To be made.
made known.
Wow, amazing song. And I've always loved your heart in songwriting. It's like, we'd say it this a lot, but it's got teeth, right?
Yeah.
It's just powerful stuff. All right. We want to connect people with you. We want to tell them how they can connect both financially and with the missions base. Give it to us.
All right. We're working on the website right now. It's actually up. You can visit it. It's ywamq.com. And also on Facebook, if you search YWAMQ, you'll like our page. We put stuff up there all the time. Also, Catherine and I has a personal kind of website, RK Missions, Rob and Catherine Missions. You can also give us to us personally there. But we have some really awesome news, and I'm going to let Bonnie talk about our awesome news that's happening in February.
Yes, so in late February, we will be starting our discipleship training school, our DTS, and that will go through till July. And so, yeah, February to July 2018, we're running our first school, which is exciting. If you want to know more about it, info@ywmq.com.
All right, you guys are amazing, and thanks for sharing your hearts.
Thank you.
So good to have our friends from RK Missions and YWAM Querétaro with us in the studio today, and we're looking forward to talking with Howie Nunnally next week about intimacy that changes everything. Won't you join us then?
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.